So, you want to be a great leader. Well, try holding two opposing ideas in your brain at the same time. That's the basic premise of a book called The Opposable Mind. Roger Martin is the author. He's also the dean of the Rotman School of Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this book raises some fascinating ideas. It's all about, I guess, what you call integrative thinking, the notion of opposing ideas. How does that work?
Well, the idea is that you're better off if instead of when you face opposing ideas that seem in conflict with one another, you're better off rather than choosing one versus the other is thinking about how you can combine the best of both into a newer and better model.
Now, you're going to help me because not only does that, on the face of it to me, seem counterintuitive, but it goes against everything I grew up learning. I thought we're supposed to weigh the pros and cons. How do you train yourself to use the approach you're suggesting?
Well, you're right. That is how we're trained, and I think it's a weakness in how we are trained, because I think that's leaving a lot on the table. So if you were Izzy Sharp and that's what you did, you would say, gee, I either have to pick kind of small motels or big, large convention hotels because those are the only two models, and I like the intimacy of the small motel, but I like the amenities of a large hotel. I got to have one or the other. Instead, he said, how can I combine in this thing I'm going to call Four Seasons the best of both the intimacy of a small motel with the amenities of a large hotel and come up with medium-sized, super luxury service hotels and become famous? And I would say that's because he didn't choose, but rather did something better.
Well, it sounds like you're demanding some fairly flexible thinking from some of our business leaders. How are you going to push that through?
Well, I think it's mainly by helping them see that that is indeed what creates great success. That's why I interviewed over 50 really, really highly successful business leaders, in part to understand what made them successful, and that, I think, will be a powerful lesson for others, I hope.
All right. You're convincing me, but let's go further. Let's say that I've mastered integrative thinking. I don't know if that comes with a diploma or not, but...
Well, we'll give you one.
Okay, good. Why is this going to help me be a better leader, particularly be a better business leader?
Well, what it will help you do is create opportunities that others don't see. And really, you know, the greatest success in business comes not from doing the same thing as everybody else and kind of duking it out to see who can do it at the lowest cost and offer the lowest price, but rather creating something that's unique and different. And that is what would be the benefit to you, is you would consistently across your career be creating things that others only can later follow because you've created a new model.
All right. Give me a model, an example. You mentioned Izzy Sharp, but can you give me some examples of other, well, let's call them great business leaders who possess an opposable mind?
Sure. I can pick some Canadians because there were some Canadians in it. Bob Young, co-founder of Red Hat, the now dominant form of Linux software in the world with about 70% market share. He faced two models, proprietary software model like Microsoft versus what was, in the time he created Red Hat, free software movement, which wasn't exactly free, but you charged 10 or 15 bucks for a shrink-wrap version of your package of Linux software. He realized the proprietary model had its limitations. Clients couldn't alter it and use it. It wasn't very user-friendly. It kept you, you know, tied up with a high margin seller. And the free software business wasn't going anywhere because he couldn't make enough money selling this free software to ever get the scale that corporations would take you seriously. And so he said, I can't do either of those, but I'm going to do a third model, which is to say, I'm going to give away my Linux free. He was the first one to give it away absolutely free by putting it up on servers and making it downloadable off the internet instead of loadable off a disk. And I'm going to make my money on services. So I will be the credible provider to corporations who need a big, credible provider, and they will need my help continuously upgrading Linux because, you know, in the Linux movement, there are new upgrades that come on repeatedly, and corporations don't want to bother with that. They need a service provider to help them with that. And that's the secret to Red Hat, a different model than the two that seemed in opposition to one another, except to Bob Young.
And that's the opposable mind. Sounds fascinating. I recommend the book. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Roger Martin is the author of The Opposable Mind and is the dean of the Rotman School of Management.